I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
Do we start with show and tell?
We could.
I also want to think of a cute name for it.
Underpants.
That's better. I was thinking of something a little more crass.
What were you thinking of?
What's in your pants?
I like that better.
I like underpants. Underpants is so 80s sounding.
Okay, underpants.
Yeah.
So now it's time for underpants.
Now it's time for underpants. Okay.
Okay, great.
This is great.
I brought something this week that we've talked about on the pod. See, I think we've talked. You know, Katie, my manager, who also loves to manage pants. It's her favorite. She always says for the last 4 years, you guys talk a lot about things, but then you never put
There's
a
no
picture
follow-through.
Up. There's no follow-up. Yeah. Like we never see what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be a really good theme with underpants.
Okay.
Which is like, what have we talked about in the last 4 years? Is there a picture of it? Can you bring the item? Anyway, this is recent, so I thought of it. It's the props that I stole from the Alice set.
Oh, did you bring them?
Yeah, it's the three, what you call creepy.
Oh, God, those
It's the three creepy little dolls that I was like, I have to bring these.
Oh, well, then here.
I have to steal these.
Hold on, let me move this.
Oh, you really?
Well, they need to be seen
so
everyone understands the creep factor.
Okay, so these were on the set.
Ugh.
Over, like, if you're looking at if you were in the audience of the Alice set, they would have been on the right. There was a little chair and some shelves. It never got used. The whole stage never got used. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Anyway, there was a little corner of tchotchkes and a chair. And on the shelves were these three dolls, and I walked past them all the time. I don't know the artist. They were made by somebody, so to be
sure
kind.
Were.
Be kind. And they just became sort of part of my everyday life. And so at the end, Lily, our old assistant, I said, I got to get the dolls. She was like, you have to get the dolls, because it was like a part of everybody's life. So we put rubber gloves on, sweet enough they were going to like find fingerprints when everything went missing.
You really thought they were going to walk in?
I mean, it was a joke, but we did put on gloves. And we went in when the stage was dark and we started taking shit. I took the dolls and we've talked about them. They're now in my guest house. They bring me a lot of joy.
They bring me a lot of fear.
And I was like, everyone needs to see them.
Let's show them.
Okay. There's three of them. And they're all a little different.
They look like sprouted potatoes.
Okay. This one's broken. I shouldn't start with her.
Well, did you break
her? She had a
her?
Rough ride over. Hold on. She's having a hard time. I really brought out the worst one for her. Okay, I need to talk about the details of these dolls also. Oop, I just ripped her. Hold, please.
This was a bad idea.
Why? The traveling? They've really traveled far and wide.
Put them in a box.
Well, I only had a bag. Okay, I have to move my mic.
You
gotta
show everyone.
Okay, so the dolls.
Aren't they creepy?
They're made, they all have hats. They all have little boobies. See? And then she's broken.
Wait, have her lean
Where
up
do a, I take her to have, be fixed?
Lean her up against her friend. Come here, bring
Who's
her.
Who's gonna fix her?
Give her to me. Can I have
be
her?
Be nice to her. Her
I'm
foot
not
broke.
Be mean to her. Just give her to me.
And then they all have different.
Leisha, you broke her foot.
They all have different vaginas.
I know what you do.
With, made of shells.
If you can get a stapler, like get and staple that, you can have her held up. Truly, if
I'm
you
not
have
staple her.
An industrial stapler, I could do this for you.
Industrial.
Yeah, like a, not just like an office stapler, like one of those electric
staple gun. Oh, you mean with like an air compressor?
No, like you can. There are electric ones you can plug in too. But if you were to staple that, she'll stand up straight.
Understand? I feel like it's her right leg that's really.
It's well, she's not. You say yeah.
Anyway, every if was you she, can see, she, everybody has a shell.
Is she always like a lean?
She's all hey.
Is she always like that on a good
no,
day, or is she upright?
She's more like this.
She's more like that.
Yeah, that's how she started. So they all have shells, and then
doesn't it look
here's
like she's
the
checking
part
out
that
her,
I never.
Doesn't it look like she's checking out a friend?
It looks like she's listening to what I'm saying and she's watching. And then they all have little beads on strings that I get. I don't know if it's supposed to be pee. I don't know what it's supposed to be. Do I should I show this more into this camera?
We zoomed in.
There's this, which I don't know what it's. I don't know the point, but I thought they were fascinating. And now they live in my guest house. And they scare Kate.
They do.
And I brought them so everyone could see because we had talked about them.
We did talk about them. That's good follow through, Leisha.
Like, who likes playing with dolls?
I just wonder. There we go. They're making it.
Anyway,
I was just trying to get her to stand
That's
up
That's my
straight.
First show and tell.
Nice job, Leisha. I respect the artistry, but they do creep me out. I think they're creepy looking.
This could be a local artist that's watching this right now. Like,
with all due respect,
yeah,
it's subjective, right? Like,
art.
Yeah. It creeps me out.
Okay,
doesn't
maybe
mean
that's their
it's
intent.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's oh, just, maybe they maybe do, the maybe artist they made them to creep you out.
Right.
Maybe she was like, "Yeah, I want people to get, do a double take and say, what is that?" Because that's what I do.
Right.
They look like potatoes that have sprouted.
Sprouted.
And.
You That's mean when a potato, like. When a potato, if you leave it on in the basket
sprouts.
Too long and it gets the little nubbies?
Yeah, they look like sprouted potatoes. Dirty, sprouted potatoes. I'm not that far off.
I couldn't let him go. I'm sure somebody understands.
I'm sure someone understands.
I would have always wondered, like, where'd those weird little dolls go?
Yeah.
You know? Just as like, this is the kind of stuff that is... That fills our sets, like random items.
You had better stuff. I took a lot of jewelry dishes and a coaster set that's sitting at my home.
From where? The bar?
From Shane's bedroom.
Oh, bedroom.
It wasn't great stuff.
Pants!
Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra
many.
Brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. Honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. Honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress. And I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like yeah. I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into bed.
Okay, Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep. Are you hot? Are you cold? Are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I don't have a show and tell. I know we're going to do back and forth, but what we
talk— It's not your week.
Right. But I will say, we talk a lot about the merch, and we always talk about how comfortable it is. And truth be told, I'm always in this when I'm at home. Mm-hmm. Like, putting on normal clothes sometimes feels foreign because I'm always in my pants merch, just because it's comfortable. Like today.
It's all I wear, Kate.
I love it. And I love this color brown, and I wear it all the time. And I would have worn the sweatpants, except they're dirty. Because I've been wearing them a lot, so they're in the laundry. But I wore my pants merch to rep.
I love it. Do you want to show the back of it? I feel like the back didn't get enough cred.
You don't think so?
Well, I don't know if people really saw it.
Yeah.
We did it like a construction company.
Can you give it to this camera?
Give it to the camera,
this
Kate.
Camera. This
the,
one?
The wide. This
one.
The wide, yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
It reminds me a bit like a brewery.
No, it's a construction company.
All right. Well, it reminds me of a brewery, but...
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's fine. Anyway, regardless, I don't care what's on the back of it. It's really comfortable.
Well, because you don't see it. Because right. On the back of you.
Anyway.
But you care.
Very comfortable. And I like the color brown.
It's really the best merch. I have gotten into cutting mine up, too, now. Because I've had... From, like, the original drop we did.
Oh, shit. Tell me.
Like I'll what? Tell you this secret.
What?
The sweatpants.
Yeah.
Not the ones with pockets, the ones without pockets.
Uh-huh.
If you cut those into shorts, it's heaven. If you have extra lying around. But I love a short. Do you like shorts? You don't like shorts.
I'm not a shorts
Well, you girl. Only show me you in shorts. You only come to my house in shorts.
Yeah.
But you don't do it in the world.
It's not my thing.
Okay. Well, I suggest.
Yeah.
I recommend.
Chopping them up and making
just
them shorts?
Just one pair, not all of them, because we still need our sweatpants.
What about the long sleeve shirts?
I haven't, no, I either get the t-shirt or the long sleeve. I haven't cut the long sleeve.
So
I don't see a point.
Okay.
Why, to do this?
Mm-hmm. Could do that.
That's
no?
more you, because you're like a, you work out maybe. Are you like,
what are you talking about?
Like you need your arms
Not Josh
straight.
Brolin from the Goonies. What are you talking about?
You are a little.
No, I'm not.
Kinda.
Not at all.
I'm
you don't
talking
do anything
about,
to the sweatshirts, only
I
the sweatpants.
I haven't yet.
Okay.
You said long sleeve t-shirt. Are you talking a sweatshirt or t-shirt?
Sweatshirt,
different.
T-shirt, whatever.
Different.
Well, point is they have long sleeves. You didn't do anything to them. They stayed.
Cutting up sweatshirts isn't my thing.
Okay. It's not my thing
I
either.
Might try it now.
No, I don't do it. I don't cut up sweatshirts usually.
Do you cut? You cut things. I feel like I've seen you cut things
cut up.
What
t-shirts
is it?
A lot.
T-shirts.
Like so, if a t-shirt, I don't like t-shirts that are too long. So they have to be. They have to be a certain length. And if they're not, if they're too longer than that, I'll cut them to that length.
What's the length?
I'm happy in a 24 to 25 inch range.
No,
of
I need
length.
Like
from shoulder.
I don't have a measuring tape with me right now.
What
like
do you
more
want?
In like a. If you could just show me.
Like to there.
Like right by your hip bones? It's a
24 inch.
Do you tuck it in or do you just leave it?
No, I'll tuck it in with certain pants or I won't. Point is, I don't like super long, but I also don't like
cropped. Because what are you going to do with all that material?
Precisely. So that's why I
cut
it.
Where do you put it?
That's where I cut it. And I have a really good pair of scissors at home.
So do I. That a good pair of fabric scissors is key.
And they're only for fabric.
Go to Jones Fabrics.
Yep. Go to Jones Fabrics.
Get yourself a pair of really good
scissors. It's right.
And you can do anything. You're like, what am I, a seamstress?
That's a pair of scissors. I don't.
In your drawer and get a pair of shitty office scissors.
No, it's not
the same.
These scissors I only use for cutting fabric.
Only fabric. If somebody grabs them for paper, they're dead to me.
I hide those scissors.
So do I.
Because I don't want anyone to touch them.
They'll take off a tag like it's like butter. Hot knife through butter.
You could just go.
Yeah.
Cuts right through it. Ugh. Like
two little razor blades. It's heaven. It's so funny. I didn't know you did that.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing that forever.
Oh, yeah. It's like my scissor. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. You never saw it before. It has nothing to do with you. It's just for me. Because they're going to get fucked up otherwise.
Don't look at my scissors.
Don't look at them.
Where do you keep them in the house?
I have a little sewing kit.
Yeah.
And I keep it in a sewing kit box in a shelf in my room, my office. And don't touch it.
You know how I got you a masterclass?
You almost got me a sewing kit?
No, it was
sewing machine.
No, but this is sort of what I'm talking. It was between. I don't know if I should tell you
because
I might
get
it. I might get it next year.
Well, I'll tell you if it's worth it or not, and I'll forget. So what is
it? I did want to know. Here's the thing. It was a class.
Oh, was I going to learn take a sewing class?
It was something specific.
What is it?
And it was so good.
What is it? Tell me.
And Kim said to me, "I don't know if she'll go."
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, fuck. Come on.
Because I think it's so good that I have to get for you sometime.
What was
but
it?
But you have to, I had to pick a day and a time.
Okay.
To buy the class. And then it was like downtown. And it was like, is she going to go? Are you going to go? Or are you gonna be like, I can't, like I pictured you maybe 2 days before this class was going to be, you know, coming around. And you like turned it on like, fuck. Fuck, I gotta go downtown. And I was like, oh, it's gonna become a thing that she doesn't wanna do, even though secretly she would wanna do it.
What is it? What was it? Tell me.
Really?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
You don't want it next year?
I'll completely forget. My birthday.
I can't do it.
You have to.
It was a sneaker, like.
Making your own sneaker?
Yes.
Do I get to keep the sneakers?
Yeah. But really? It's only for sneakers, and it has, like, professional sneaker designers that do this. What's it called?
Sneakers.
When you're a sneakerhead.
Sneakerhead.
And you do a...
Drop?
Yeah, but you do your own...
Customization?
Yeah. And it's only for that, and they have all the... They have the sewing machines, the leather, and they have the...
And you make your own sneaker?
You do your own thing.
Fucking
or you bring
hell.
A pair... Of like certain kinds of
inspo
brands, uh-huh. No, but you can bring designs, and then you walk out like.
And it's a four. And it's a 4 week class.
Well, there are classes that go for thousands of dollars. I wasn't going to get
insane.
You that. I love you. But
what do you do for thousands of dollars in this
you
class?
You learn the design, how to design them, how to like put. I don't know. It's like a whole. It's like you if you wanted to start a business.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to launch a sneaker line.
Mm-hmm.
You could build the brand there, and then by the time the class was, it's like a school. That was more like a.
That sounds like a school.
A couple of months or a month.
Right.
This was a class.
Right.
Like where you buy a blank pair of sneakers, and then you, by the end, you would walk out with your own.
Damn.
But I was like, she's not going to go. Because I had to get the class for like 2 months from now because they're all booked up.
Mm-hmm. I think I've read about this before.
Yeah, it's. It's there's
it
a place.
It is downtown.
Uh-huh. There's a place.
I have read about this. It's
and
intriguing.
And I was like,
it's intriguing.
I might have, see, there's something in you that's like, would I go? Here
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. And
is
I'm
what I
thinking
knew.
To myself.
I was like, she wants to just sit on her computer and learn. I picked Masterclass.
Masterclass was the
see?
Way to go.
Thank you. Oh my God. I know you so well.
Masterclass was the way
I'm
to go.
I'm so glad I listened to myself.
I'm so glad you did. Although this is very intriguing and I have read about this before.
You don't want to go.
I just get,
see.
I just start getting into the logistics and I'm doing this thing where if someone invites me, it's very easy to say yes to things that are 2 months down the line.
Yeah.
So I'm practicing this habit of someone says, hey, do you want to do this thing? And it's 2 months down the line. I treat it like it's the next day. Because that way I'll be able to gauge whether or not it's something I really want to do. Does that make sense? Instead of just blindly saying, yeah. And then
blowing them off.
Precisely. So I'm really trying to practice that. And
like, do I want to go tomorrow and do this really?
Right.
If it's tomorrow.
If it's tomorrow, do I really want to go to this thing or do this thing? Whatever this is. Do I really want to do that?
I love it. That's a great thing you've come up with. Is it 2 months only, or is it maybe something that's like 2 weeks away?
Sure, 2 weeks, whatever. Okay. It's just something in the future where you don't need to like do it immediately. I'm putting that in my head like it's immediate.
Okay.
So I can gauge whether or not something it just helps me decide.
And this could be anything, like a plant, like come to my house for, you know, shish kebab.
Yeah,
and
like
you're
for
like,
instance,
do I want to do that
we're
tomorrow?
Doing... You and I are going to our friend's house this coming weekend to play.
Allie's.
We're going to Allie's to play poker.
Right.
And I used, okay, perfect example.
I knew. When you said it, I was like, she's talking about something like Allie's.
Well, this is
because it was weeks in advance.
It was 2 weeks in advance.
Two. That's why I said it.
And so when she
weeks.
Sent that group text, I thought to myself, if it was just tomorrow, would I go? And I decided, yeah, I would. I want to see Allie. And I knew everyone on the on the chain. And I was like, oh my God, I'd love to see all these people. It sounds like a blast. Can't play poker to save my life, but sure.
By the way, I'm going to let Kim play. And
I'm gonna let
every
Anna
time
play.
I play with I Allie, about, she takes my money.
I don't give a fuck about poker. Let me just like hang out and like talk to my friends and eat food.
Right.
I'm not interested. But so I asked myself that question. If this was tomorrow, would I go? And the answer was yes. So I thought, yeah, I'm going. Absolutely, Allie. I'll be there.
What else? Like what's another?
Anything.
Have you done it with me?
No.
Because I'm
what have
always
we done, Ish? What have we done?
No, but I'm
the
like...
I
know, we haven't really socially...
We haven't like socially done anything. I was moving. It was the holiday. Now we can.
You were moving forever.
I know, we already talked about that. But
you were.
I was, yeah.
It was a long time.
It was a process. So but now we make plans. Ask me that again in a week when we make plans to do
Ask
something.
Ask you what?
Ask me that again in 2 weeks. When
ask
we
you what?
Say, is this something you really want to do? Like you're asking, like, did you do this with me? I didn't do it with you because you and I haven't made plans.
Yeah. Okay. We do work stuff,
but we haven't. So ask me that.
Do you miss our friendship?
I do. Sometimes I get sick of talking about work. I'm like, can't we just like hang out? And
it's our
fuck
fault.
About? Can't we just?
It's our fault. We're building an empire, Kate.
I know, but sometimes I just want to dick around.
What do you want to... I'll go dick around with you.
I just want to dick around.
Like what?
I don't know. You don't like building anything anymore. You're kind of like poo-pooed on that. Ahmad offered you wood the other day, and you're like, I'm kind of over that, Ahmad. I play drums now. I heard you. Don't act like you didn't say it. You said it in my kitchen. I heard you.
Okay, so it's my fault.
No, it's just, you know... I just want to fuck about. You're saying like what? And I thought, oh, we could build something. But she doesn't like to build
what
anything.
What do you mean? What do you want to build? You never built anything. I mean, I'd ask you to come over and help me.
Are you fucking kidding? I built your flower beds. I cut concrete. I helped move your trailer. Are you kidding me?
I see what you're saying.
I moved. I helped move a barbecue.
You missed my unemployment. You missed my unemployed years.
Not just a barbecue, but a barbecue station.
That was yours.
It was not mine. It was Jamie's.
Oh, that one. I see what you're saying.
At me about I don't help you at your house.
I didn't say you didn't help me.
So sure. There was a period of time where I couldn't have a snack unless I like unless there was physical labor involved, unless you would actually do something
to deserve it.
Yeah, like there was no freebies coming over to your house. I would wear shitty clothes because I knew they'd get ruined because I'd have to do something.
Yeah.
That's all. Once again, a really good Arnold Palmer.
So that's delicious.
Isn't it crazy?
Wow, Spotify.
Throw down for the Arnold Palmers. Anyway, yeah, I just want to have a play date. Sometimes I just
Why do you invite me over?
Happily. Anna's going to make you dinner.
No, not Anna. You always make Anna do everything.
Because you like to eat. And you're like, do you have any food? And you like Anna's cooking.
No, but you're saying I want to just have a play date.
Yeah.
Make one up.
All right.
I mean, sometimes you have to just, like, do the thing.
Okay.
And then I'll come to the thing.
All right.
You know what I mean? If you want it, you got to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Right, Arwen?
Yes.
It doesn't fall from the sky.
Bam! Well, can we talk about this movie now? I got to publicly say it. You and I in September went to go see The Exorcist remake.
That, well, right. We weren't allowed to talk about what we went to see.
God, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I don't think
you're going to be alone. Go ahead.
Exactly. It's fucking terrible. Terrible.
It was like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Terrible.
But I had a great time with you, though.
Blast. But the movie was terrible.
Well, we thought it was very pants-esque because we were like...
The popcorn was good, though, I gotta say. The popcorn and the Slurpee, like, great
combination.
There's
nothing better than the movie theater on my corner. Nothing. It's empty all the time.
It's great.
I mean, I shouldn't say that's good. You know what I mean? Right. But it's just nice that you don't have, like, people everywhere. Yeah. And then the recliners.
Oh, it's heaven. Great popcorn, Slurpees. It's fabulous.
They used to have refill popcorn.
Yeah, they chintzed out on that, didn't they?
Well, do we really need two buckets?
If you want, you should have the option.
But I did just like that if I wanted to go refill, I could. Refill popcorn? Genius. It's gone. It's over. It was a phase. But you and I went to see that because we're like, oh, it's pants.
Boy, was it terrible. Terrible.
You want more?
I want something that I can't figure out. Right.
When it comes to Supernatural,
yeah.
Do you think you really ever are that excited by the result? I mean, I think one of
like
the
what?
Last ones that really made us go was Those Are Dead People. What
Six,
was it?
Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Great movie.
I mean, that was one that we all went,
yep,
because we didn't know he was talking to dead people the whole time.
That was a great reveal.
That was a great, name another Supernatural.
You know, it's another, well, I don't know if I'd call it the Supernatural, but it's a film I really liked and it got destroyed. Same director, The Village. Remember that?
Oh, weren't they like Amish or?
Yeah, and you think that there's this like whole thing, but you come to realize
they live in a little. What was it?
They
again?
Live in this little community of a preservation area, mm-hmm, in Pennsylvania, and all of this folklore is just so people don't leave. Just so
it's
they
like
realize that like there's actually a world out there.
Right. They're like, don't go outside. But meanwhile, there was a town nearby.
Like, well, they were right outside of a highway.
That's what it was.
I thought it was so utterly brilliant. I loved it, but
okay,
that was clever. That was a good reveal.
That's a good one.
That was a really good reveal.
But not Supernatural.
It wasn't Supernatural. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So if anyone watching wants to...
Oh, I watched a great movie with Jeffrey Wright. I can't remember the name of it, but it's something to do with like a werewolf or he's in another cold place. Fuck if I know. But it was weird and you couldn't really put your finger on it. And that was interesting. The Silencing? Was that what it was called?
I don't know. Are you looking up Supernatural?
I'm looking up...
The Silencing?
This movie.
I think that's what it was called.
I love fantasy and Supernatural. Love it. I like fantasy more. Like Game of Thrones is more like
You like Lord of the Rings? Arwen's named after the fairy goddess.
Do you want to talk about your name?
I don't.
Okay.
The Liv Tyler character is who Arwen's named after.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know what the movie's called, Arwen?
No, I can't see which one it is yet. What did you think it's called?
It was Jeffrey Wright. I can't remember.
Do you want to talk about the Oscars? Or we should wait. We should wait.
The Oscars hasn't come out yet.
I know. Do you have predictions? Do you have... No, let's wait. That's a very seasonal thing.
That's seasonal.
Did you watch the Emmys?
Watch the Emmys.
And?
Did you care?
Did you like it?
I love Io.
Yeah.
The girl from The Bear.
Have you seen Bottoms yet?
Not yet.
Kate.
I know. I'm sorry.
If you like her now.
I love her.
She's
and that
the greatest.
Dress she wore was, I was like, is that a leather
gorge.
Dress?
So
that is
cool.
The best looking dress of the entire night. I watched it. It was good. It was fine. I was looking for Coleman and Kim.
I saw them.
I didn't see them.
They were they were sitting near like Ali Wong. They were sort of like diagonal behind her. They were in the second row.
They were behind Ali Wong?
A little to the left
or right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so they were close.
Yeah. Yeah. They had the greatest night. They had so much fun together.
Yeah, I bet they were a cute date.
Kim looked great. She looked beautiful.
I can't think of anything that happened really during the Emmys. You know what I was waiting for? I was like, where's the Facts of Life gang? If they're doing all these throwbacks.
I was going to say,
where's Nancy McKeon?
I was going to ask you, did you like the throwback part?
Yeah, but I wanted Facts of Life. I wanted the girls that are around. What are you looking at me like?
No, I was just thinking, like, you know, that kind of, I felt very sentimental about it, that those great TV shows, we don't see them anymore.
They just did Cheers. They did.
Ally McBeal.
Loved Ally McBeal. I was like, God, I used to love Ally McBeal.
Martin.
Right. But all these series, and I thought, why isn't Facts of
Life here?
Well, I
think there was only so much they could fit in.
And where's Beverly Hills 90210? Dead serious.
Okay. I know you are.
They're missing out on certain things. There are certain shows where I thought, they should have put this there instead.
Yeah, I don't know who decided, but I thought it was a sweet, like, sentiment that they brought back, like, classic television.
I mean, it was the best.
I was like,
well, because Norman Lear died, so.
But I hope that, like, I Love Lucy, they did a thing on that.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think that, like, for the audience, I hope that people were out there going, you know what, we should make TV like this again.
Absolutely.
The Golden Girls, where was that?
The Golden Girls. Well, sadly, they all passed away.
So I think maybe
away.
This is one of the points, is that they probably couldn't get a lot of the cast back together.
Well, the Facts of Life, the girls are still around.
I'm not saying they're not alive, but maybe scheduling.
Oh, who wouldn't show up to the Emmys? Do you think if they said—
I don't know. Maybe like two people said yes and eight people said
no. That's all you need. Like,
imagine our show.
Exactly. I was just going to say, imagine the Emmys called and they're like, and we hear,
I know we never thought of you ever before.
but we'd love to have you on and present. Mm-hmm. Or just represent something from the olden days. Who's going to say no to that? I'm sorry. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I'd be there.
Who wouldn't? You look at me like,
I'm thinking, I'm like, who really
I can't
wouldn't?
Think of one actor on that show who would say no to that. Just for fun, for a gas. Like, why wouldn't you do it?
I'm not saying the Facts of Life girls
My point
said
being,
no. I'm just saying you love logistics. It's your favorite subject. Well, logistically, you like to say that. Someone might live in, you know, Alaska, and maybe they're like, I don't have time this week to.
Then Emmys say, cool, we don't need you. We'll go to the other cast members.
Then is it the same if they're all not there?
Depends on who's saying no and lives in Alaska.
I would have loved to have seen them.
Oh, I was kind of waiting for it, to be honest. I was always thinking.
What made you think that one out of all of the.
Because I love the Facts of Life.
Right. It was just a personal.
I was also looking for 90210. I was like, if we're talking about like monumental television.
In your life.
Sure, but just also.
No, I
in
live
general.
Facts of Life for sure.
And I got excited.
Where do you think Blair lives, the actress?
Lisa Wenschel.
Where do you think she
lives? I think she's a minister now.
Where does she live? I feel like it's in the South. Didn't she have an accent?
Can't remember.
I think she had a little bit of an accent.
Can't remember. She may have. I think Nancy McKeon lives in Texas.
I just picture it like, you know.
Did she have one?
Like, not Southern, but almost.
There's a little bit of a twang?
Slight.
I don't know if she's a minister, but I think she's very religious.
You really
I think
pulled
I read,
up. You can't call. Like, either you're a minister or you're not.
I think she's very religious.
Religious
I bet
okay.
Arwen's checking that out right now. Because
she was on Survivor.
She was?
Really?
Oh, my God. You have to watch that
Did
season.
She do well?
It's so good.
Did
really?
She was pretty great on it.
Really?
Yeah.
She
it's
did well? Like,
watch.
She got far?
I think she got pretty far, if I remember correctly. I don't know if she made it to the final three.
Is she religious?
I'm looking. I don't remember that from
Am
Survivor,
I wrong on that?
But...
You might... I mean, we don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to talk about it.
No, I... A closeted Christian? I don't think so. I think
closeted?
I think she's openly, like very, like, religious.
Oh,
wrong?
Closeted about her religion?
I'm joking.
There's nothing here that leads me to... Oh, wait. She was married to an associate pastor at the church on the way in Van Nuys.
She used to attend that church.
But they're divorced now, and she is now married to a psychologist named Pete, and they live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville.
Hey.
I was right.
I was right, too.
I bet she's from there, Tennessee.
She lives in Nashville. Where's Nancy McCann these days?
Is that Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw her on something.
What? Oh, on something.
Yeah. It was on this Amazon show called, like, The Spark or The Contest or something, but she played someone's mom, and my jaw was on the floor the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow. I hadn't seen her in so long. So she's still
acting.
And
then there's Natalie.
Mindy Cohen. And Kim Cutie. Fields.
Yep.
Remember when Stacey Q was on an episode of Facts of Life?
I don't.
You don't remember that?
No.
Stacey Q? Remember Two
mm-hmm.
of Hearts?
Mm-hmm.
And,
Two of Hearts.
And her character's Two name was Cinnamon. That,
huh?
Her character's name was Cinnamon.
Oh, cute. Do you remember Molly Ringwald?
Of course.
On the Facts of Life?
Molly Ringwald's having a resurgence, by the way.
I know. She should. She's
amazing,
our queen.
But she's in something. Is it?
She's in The Feud.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Capote and the Truman Capote and the Swans.
Yeah.
She's in that. Yeah.
I thought it's not out yet.
I don't know if it's out. All I know is that anytime I see her name or her face, I think, does Leisha
I still
know?
Think we can get her on Pants.
What are you raising your hand for?
Oh, no, this is 5 minutes.
Oh.
Yes, Arwin, do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Can we wrap it up?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I like your little guitar patch. Did you,
thank you.
Sew that on yourself?
No, I got this in Marfa, and that if you do things at the campsite, you get a patch for it.
Like the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
But they have like all different things.
Like what?
Like you could, eat mushrooms and they have a mushroom patch, or you could
You mean like the psychedelic mushrooms?
You can build a fire. You can sit in a hammock. There's a little hammock.
Do they have like a bucket of patches that they just dole out to the people?
They're in the store. You buy them.
Oh, and you buy the patches. They're not for free.
No, but like if you did something that weekend, you know.
So you played the guitar that weekend.
Yeah, like
so
if
you bought
I play guitar over around a fire.
That's
as you
sweet.
Do. Or somewhere.
Yeah. Cute.
Thanks.
But you didn't sew that on yourself.
No, I took it to the dry cleaner.
Huh. Interesting, because you're good at sewing.
I don't want to sew a patch.
Why?
It seems like a pain in the ass.
But
it's too
thick. You have a sewing
it's too thick.
Machine.
I just don't feel like it.
Okay.
If I had 10 minutes, this isn't what I would do with it.
Got it. Well, thank you for sewing my pillow many months ago, because...
Oh, right. Well, that's
really
more
helpful.
Of a like a real sewing job.
That was really helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we got to wrap this up, because Arwin gave us the...
The 5-4-3?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, that's two.
Two down.
Two down, a million to go.
Yeah.
Next week.
What are we doing next week? Next week.
The first recap.
Next week.
For season three.
So go ahead, Kate, say it.
Next week, we're going to start the recaps of season three.
That's right. We're going to mix them in. We're not going to just do like a block of recaps.
No. Because we realize not everyone wants to hear recaps. And we realize
some people want to hear them more than this shit.
And others feel it differently. Like, some people would rather hear this shit and less of the recap. So we're going to try to make everyone happy, and we're going to spread them out. So 1 week recap, 1 week us. 1 week recap, 1 week us. Right?
Say that really fast.
It's tough.
I know,
it sounds
again,
like something.
But go more.
1 week, 1 week recap, 1 week us. 1 week recap, 1 week us. It's a tongue twister, but that's how we're going to do it to make everyone happy.
All right, everybody. Pants.
Pants.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Leisha Haley, and Kate Menig, produced and edited by Arwin Nix, mixed by Valentino Rivera. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Theme song by Carolina Pera of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.